Hello everyone. I hope you like my new guitar tune introduction, which I recorded yesterday. I wanted a new tune for 2008, but I'm starting early by changing it now. Today my weekend words is about Christmas traditions in England. It might be interesting for you to see what we have as different traditions here compared with where you live. Firstly, the celebration of Christmas is not just a religious festival here. It has become the main winter holiday for England, and most people now can take maybe up to 10 days off work to celebrate Christmas and also the New Year. In the USA, for example, there are other celebrations which the whole country can take part in, such as Thanksgiving and Independence Day. In France, Bastille Day is very important. However, in my country there are very few holidays where many people can take a holiday at the same time. Christmas and New Year represents our biggest holiday celebration of the year, where people give presents, remember family and friends with presents and cards, and also take some time off work or even have a holiday in another country. So, unless you are particularly religious, for us Christmas begins on the 25th of December. Some people do have family parties on the evening of the 24th, but this is quite rare in England. Those people who are religious would go to church on the evening of the 24th. Catholics, for example, have midnight mass, which is held late in the evening. For other people, the 24th, or Christmas Eve as it is called, is the time to go and visit friends, go to pubs or clubs, and enjoy the holiday late into the night. For those who have young families, it is the night when Father Christmas, or Santa Claus, visits and brings presents. When I was young, we used to hang up an old pillowcase or large stocking by the fire, which would have presents inside it in the morning, thanks to Father Christmas. Usually the day starts with presents being given to family, especially the children. The most common traditional family lunch is roast turkey or roast chicken with roast potatoes and mashed potatoes, boiled or steamed Brussels sprouts or carrots or maybe both for vegetables, and a rich meat gravy sauce and stuffing which consists of breadcrumbs with herbs baked in the oven as a soft dough. Some people prefer pork, and this can be eaten with apple or cranberry sweet sauce. Of course, for those people who are vegetarians, there is a choice of maybe some roast vegetables with a garnish of herbs such as parsley or thyme. The traditional dessert is Christmas pudding, which is a steamed pudding using a mixture of dried fruits and cake mixture to bind it all together. This is eaten very hot with a white sweet sauce that looks a little like a snow cap. Some people don't eat the pudding with sauce, maybe they would like it with ice cream, or even just cream. To finish off the meal, there are mince pies, which are small pastries filled with dried fruit, a sweet sauce called mincemeat, which in the past was a real meat sauce, but now is fruit. For drinks, of course, many people like to drink whiskey, beer or brandy, and other things such as port and sherry. Sometimes brandy is added to the Christmas pudding and set alight just for a few seconds prior to serving it. This makes the flavour of the pudding very strong. The afternoon is usually the time to visit family and friends, or invite them to come and visit you. The day will usually be quite quiet, as many people have eaten a lot by then. Evening meals can be a buffet snack so that people can eat as much or as little as they prefer to. Often, the children will be quite tired in the evening and may be ready for bed quite soon, because they woke up very early that day to see what presents Father Christmas had brought them. For other people who don't have children or young adults, they often go out to visit people or to go to a pub again, or just to stay at home and relax. So that is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day English tradition. I'll tell you about the 26th of December, known as Boxing Day, next time round. Take care and bye for now. Thank you.